You have a lot of thoughts on OnlyFans. So
I do.
what are some of the first things that come to mind about OnlyFans?
The first thing that comes to mind for me is, you know, if you're a grown woman and that's something that you want to do, by all means, I do not want to infringe on people's right to go and do that. Where I took issue with that platform in particular was being on social media and seeing it pushed so hard for young women, saying that this is a, not only is this a career alternative, but this is something that's going to make you hundreds of thousands, if not millions of dollars, which is a lie for the most part. Of course, if you're one of their top creators, that's the money you're gonna get. But I was just scrolling through social media, and of course they curate these pages for you based on your demographics and your age and what they think you're gonna like or at least be susceptible to. And it was all of these young women saying, you know, if you need a sign to go be on OnlyFans and sell your pictures, yeah, here's my bank account and I make $80,000 a month doing this. And I saw just all these young girls, I'm talking like 13, 14, 15, commenting, well, as soon as I turn 18, this is what I'm gonna do, I can't wait. Like, who needs to go to school? Who needs to pursue a career when you can just do this as your career? And that, I just think culturally, is probably a no-no for our future. I would imagine it's not gonna look up.
Yeah. I think the issue I've had with that is people play it off as if it's not, as if it's fine, right? They're like, oh, yep, do this for a while, it's fine, like maybe things change, maybe you drop it later. But like, you do that kind of thing, you're not gonna feel good about yourself, right? No. And I honestly don't think I believe that there are people. Maybe there's the very rare individual that does that and is like, yeah, I'm fine, it's fine. But I don't think that makes people feel good about themselves. And I think like saying that it's fine is a lie.
I completely agree with you. I think it's a veneer that they put on. I think money shields that a little bit too. And I was looking into it. It was like the average income that you make from OnlyFans as somebody just starting out is like $180 a month. Yeah. So you're getting all of these young women to go like, oh yeah, I'm gonna make so much money, here's my pictures, and you never get to take that back. And you have to think that even the women who are super successful have to be experiencing some form of like psychological trauma, walking around and not knowing who has seen you naked or who has just got to experience your body in a way that is so intimate. And I'm just with you on that one. I think it's a total veneer of people saying this is positive and I don't mind it at all.
Yeah. And then, like you said, they prey on really young people. So at like 17 or 18 or 19 or 20, 21 even, I think, like I'd say probably anything under 23, that idea of having money, especially when you don't have any. So like, if you're in university or something, you're like, I don't have, you know, I have money barely to cover groceries and that's about it. Then it's like, this is easy. Like, I'm already kind of doing it on Instagram, just to go a little bit further, do it on OnlyFans. But then, you know, like I said, these advertising agencies that advertise OnlyFans, so basically OnlyFans, offer it as an alternative, and it's not something that it's going to make you feel good once you can think more properly, I would say,
when you're a bit older. It is legitimately just a massive, massive trick. And I can understand why young people fall for it. Like when I was in high school, I would always joke about, you know, oh, when I graduate, I'm just going to be a stripper and that's what's going to pay for my college.
So
exactly.
I don't know why that's a joke people have. I had that as well. So did my friends. It'd be so much easier stripping. Yeah.
Like, yeah, and you think that. You think that, and because, but it's not at all. It really isn't, and it's not going to pay off your house. It's not going to pay off your college. But I could see, like, if you're a young person growing up in this climate right now, and you're looking at, like, how expensive higher education is, if you are not particularly happy with the minimum wage, if you're looking at how devastatingly difficult it can be to buy a house, how you'd be like, oh, I'll just sell my body for a few years, and then we'll forget about that and move on. But you don't move on. That's the thing.
Yeah, and you don't forget about it.
No, and I just imagine, like, you do OnlyFans, and then, like, 15 years later, you're sending your kid to school, and the other kids find out that your mom has naked pictures on the internet. Just, I can only imagine all the horrible ways that it could go wrong.
Yeah, there are a lot of them. There are
so
a lot
many.
Of them. Okay. I have to be very careful about some of these questions.
Okay, no worries.
Yeah.